Chapter 14. Investing in People. It was Noel Price who understood the challenges facing Associated Agency Management, having run Mississippi Industries for the Blind before coming to NIB in the mid-1960s. He cited the need to continually improve production operations to remain competitive. At the same time, it should strive to employ as many people as possible, as well as offer comprehensive outplacement services. In an attempt to continually improve management skills of associated agency leadership, NIB designed and offered a pilot management orientation program in 1975 at Royal Maid Association for the Blind in Mississippi. Conducted by the staff of NIB and Royal Maid, it became an annual event that occurred over the next two decades. Other training programs that followed included product development, production management, textile engineering, contract administration, quality assurance, costing and pricing, public relations, finance and accounting, compliance and board orientation. In most cases, they were conducted by NIB and agency personnel. Shortly after Kevin Lynch became NIB's president in 2008, NIB took a more formal approach to providing learning and development opportunities to personnel from associated agencies as well as its own staff. Having come to NIB after management positions at ABVI Goodwill in Rochester, New York, and Georgia Industries for the Blind, Lynch also had intimate knowledge of the challenges facing associated agencies. After conducting a needs assessment survey with associated agencies, NIB designed a learning and development strategy around five guiding principles. NIB identified organization capacity gaps and assessed training that was needed to fill these gaps. It was determined that the focus of the training should be on Ability One program business and employment, it should be sponsored by NIB and associated agency leadership, and it should be accessible for people who are blind. There should be measurable results in improving skills and knowledge and increasing employment, and it should result in sustainable actions to support NIB's mission and vision. In addition, the team developed different types of learning experiences, because learning happens in a variety of ways. Today, a 7-member team, 4 of whom are blind, oversee all of NIB's learning and development initiatives. They ensure that training reflects NIB's goals, including leadership development and enhancement of professional and technical skills. In addition, NIB's Business Leaders Program, Contract Management Support Training Program, and Quality Work Environment initiatives have been integrated into learning and development strategies. The 1975 Management Orientation Program was revamped, along with some of the other older courses, which are offered on a regional basis at NIB-associated agencies. While technical training is at the core of NIB's learning and development initiatives, the learning and development team supplements those courses with interpersonal skills training to enable employees to become more valuable to customers. On a regular basis, NIB offers interactive webinars on a variety of topics such as understanding Ability One pricing changes, how to identify service opportunities, and how to effectively manage federal contracts. The webinars are presented by NIB staff, agency, and federal personnel who are subject matter experts in the webinar topics. Engaging and inspiring employees. Learning today has moved beyond the classroom to alternative modes of sharing information. NIB works closely with associated agencies to implement Ability One Quality Work Environment, QWE, initiatives, launched by the U.S. Ability One Commission. Recognizing that QWE is a continuous improvement process, NIB has taken a leadership role working with associated agency personnel to improve employment practices. QWE initiatives help associated agencies adopt practices that provide opportunities for employees who are blind to attain the highest possible earnings, advance into positions that maximize ability, and if desired, land a position in the private sector. As part of the process, agencies complete self-assessments and create action plans. Agency personnel have reported positive results that include improved orientation, recognition and benefit programs for employees, flexible work hours, improved communications, greater employee engagement, and career planning. Some of the job shadowing participants have developed interests in other positions within the agency, and training has been provided to foster those aspirations. Some agencies are also inviting employees to participate in job enrichment activities, such as mentoring their peers, serving as agency tour guides, and writing for the company newsletter. More and more associated agencies are embracing QWE concepts due to the positive changes it makes within the organization and improvements in accessibility throughout the facility. Advocates for leadership and employment. For those employees in NIB-associated agencies who are interested in learning more about the public policy process and telling NIB's story to elected officials, NIB created the Advocates for Leadership and Employment program in 2011. NIB selected advocates based on a competitive process as well as nomination by associated agency leadership. Through training via webinar, followed up by classroom instruction, the advocates left the program well-equipped with on-the-ground training for meetings with their members of Congress. NIB designed the program to provide training over a 2-year period on topics such as effective communications, advocacy strategies, and grassroots initiatives. From NIB's early management training programs to ongoing QWE initiatives, NIB's learning and development opportunities inspire employees at NIB and its associated agencies to excel in the performance of their jobs. These award-winning initiatives foster innovation and growth, and employees are more motivated to achieve their career goals and reach their full potential.